This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 7th. God's word to you today is benefits. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 1, from the Easy to Read version, and it says, I will stand like a guard and watch. I will wait to see what the Lord will say to me. I will wait and learn how he answers my questions. We will pick up from where we left off yesterday, and that is the benefits of intermittent fasting. The first benefits of intermittent fasting is it changes the function of cells, genes, and hormones. The second benefit is it helps you lose weight and belly fat. The third benefit of intermittent fasting is it can reduce insulin resistance, lowering your risk of type 2 diabetes. The fourth benefit is it can reduce stress and inflammation in the body. Studies show that intermittent fasting can reduce oxidation damage and inflammation in the body. This should have benefits against the aging and development of numerous diseases. The fifth benefit of intermittent fasting is it is beneficial for heart health because there is nothing to clog your arteries. The sixth benefit of intermittent fasting is it induces various cellular repair processes. The seventh benefit is it may help prevent cancer. The eighth, it is good for your brain, so get excited. Fasting increases the production of new neurons and protects the brain from damage, thus resulting in brain health. The ninth benefit is it helps prevent Alzheimer's disease. Studies suggest intermittent fasting is protective against neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. The 10th benefit of intermittent fasting is it can extend your lifespan. In light of all these physical benefits and even greater spiritual benefits, you should be excited about every opportunity to fast. When should we fast? We fast during the ordination of pastors, deacons, and ministers of the gospel, according to Acts 4, verse 23. Fasting is very useful for intercession, according to Ezra 10, verse 6, and Daniel 9, 3 to 4. And it helps us to humble and chasten ourselves. If you sense that your carnality has risen, or you see yourself becoming too carnal, then it is time to humble and chasten yourself by fasting. Psalm 69 verse 10 says, I wept and chastened my soul with fasting. This is taken from the New King James Version. Fasting is very useful for repentance and confession of sins, according to Nehemiah 9 verses 1 to 3 and Psalm 51 verses 1 to 19. For seeking God's face and his ways, fasting is also useful for receiving healing, according to Isaiah 58 verse 8. And for petitioning God to withhold his hand of judgment. When you sense that God is dealing with someone, perhaps a family member or a friend, you can fast and seek God, and God will withhold his hands. This can be found in Deuteronomy 9, verses 18 and 25. Let us pray. Father, as I stand, watch, and wait, help me hear you clearly and receive the answers to my prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.